WMFO in Medford. This is WMFO in Medford. Listen to Rising with Skybar, and that was the Nervous Eaters. I just saw the Nervous Eaters this past couple days ago, Saturday, I guess. And the Nervous Eaters, those guys are all in their, I would say, mid to late 60s, but they still deliver high-octane rock and roll. Great show, 803, WMFO in Medford. In a little while, I'm going to have Hillary Burton call in. I'm really looking forward to this. I'm a big fan of Hillary's music. She's been in many bands. We're going to talk about, I'm going to play a lot of the stuff from her bands. But right now, I'm going to keep it local. And this is a band called RCN 95. I'm sorry, not RCN, it's RC 95. Here we go. Psychedelic Furs with Don't Believe, and before that, brand new song, brand new single by RC95 called Back to Boston. Great tune. I'm going to play something now by, I mentioned Hillary Burton's going to be calling in, and one of her bands is Honey Chain. That's how I found out about her. I'm going to play something from Honey Chain right now, and we'll be back. Next time we be back, we'll probably be on the phone fairly shortly. This is Honey Chain. All right. That was the Pandoras with Stop Pretending. Before that, Honey Chain with The Lucky One off that Futura EP. And Hillary is going to be calling in any second now. She called in while I was playing. And so I told her to call back in a couple. So I'm just going to kind of wait that out. Oh, hold on. I think we might have her. Hillary?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Thanks so much for calling in. I've been a big fan of your stuff for a long time.
Oh, cool.
And I found you through Honey Chain, but mm-hmm. I want to talk briefly about the Pandoras, obviously, who, for those who don't mm-hmm. know, they were from, I guess you would say, the 80s, an all-female garage mm-hmm. punk kind of band that were kind of trailblazers.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a... We could talk about the Pandoras for an hour, but there was some. They kind of had some issues. They went through many reunions, I think. Is this correct? And
yeah,
around two,
I mean,
go ahead.
And around 2015
yep.
is when I joined to participate on a European tour, and then I did some tracks on that last record that you just played part of.
Yeah, yeah, that was off of, what is it, Hey, It's the Pandoras? Was that the name of it?
Yep.
And Stop Pretending. So how did that happen? Did you know people in the band, and how'd that come about?
So what happened was, I'd been friends with Kim for quite some time, and the Pandoras,
yeah.
Kim, Karen, Melanie, and Sherry had got together and started playing. And I actually went to like the first show that they did, which was like down in San Diego. And so they had a couple shows. They had a European tour that was planned. And Sherry, unfortunately, couldn't do it. So they had reached out to me. Kim had reached out to me because she knew I played drums as well. And mm-hmm. so I went on. We did like, I don't know, I think it was 13 shows over like 15 days or something. It was crazy. It was all over Europe. And that was super fun. And then came back, and I just kind of stayed on as drummer, and we did a couple additional tracks that they had me play drums on that Hey, It's the Pretenders record.
Yeah.
Pretenders, It's the Pandoras. so that was cool. Yeah, and then we did some more shows around L.A. and Midwest and stuff like that.
So that must have been fun playing with, like I said, if you're going back to the 80s, they were kind of a trailblazing kind of band.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. I mean, when I actually used to go see them play when I was, like, in, you know, high school.
Right.
And I went to, it was so funny because when I met and became friends with Kim later on, we were talking about, like, the Pandoras and stuff, and I was saying, yeah, I remember I went to the show, and, yeah, and it was really cool because I saw you playing, and I was like, oh, that girl's really cool, you know, and come to find out it was, like, her first time ever on stage.
Wow.
And it was this whole kind of full circle thing. We were talking about that show, and I remember, you know, even many years later, like just, you know, being really influenced by going to that show and seeing them live.
That's great. Honey Chain, the self-titled EP was in 2012, and I'm one of these people that collects. I have all CDs for all three releases for Honey Chain. But I noticed,
cool.
Did you play all the instruments on that first EP, the self-titled one?
I did, yeah. And it was funny because I heard that you just played Lucky One a little while ago, and I haven't listened to that in a while. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right, that was me. That was me playing all the bits and bobs and singing on that.
Did you have a favorite instrument, or you just like them all? How's that work? Like in general,
I started playing drums in, you know. That was kind of my first original instrument, but I always kind of played guitar because I've always been like a songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
So even like when I was quote unquote, you know, a drummer in a band, I was also co-writing a bunch of stuff. So when I set out to record the Futura EP that you talked about, it was like, I kind of know what I want, and I'm just going to do it myself. So that's how that came about.
Yeah, because I backlogged. I first heard of you from the Messy Love video.
Okay.
And,
cool.
That's an awesome video. And I was hooked right away when I saw that video. And how I was just wondering, how much input do you guys have in the video? Is it just, like, is it the people actually shooting the video, or do you?
No, I'm kind of a control freak.
Okay, so it's all you. Kind of.
Well, no, I won't say all, because that just, I get a lot of help. And so, but I mean, I had the basic idea, and where it was shot was my stepfather had a construction company, and he was collecting a bunch of, like, you know, old cars as well. So I was like, can we just shoot it here? So it was sort of like I had ideas of how I wanted, you know, what the scenes were going to be, what the storyline was going to be. But then I had, we hired a really good videographer and, you know, co-director who had some really cool ideas for shots and stuff. And then the part with, you know, Kim playing the lead on that song, it was like, hey, do you want to be in the video? She's like, yeah, cool. So that was super fun.
Yeah, that was a great video. And so for that CD, you brought other help along. It wasn't just you. Honey Chain kind of took form.
No. I mean, it evolved into a proper band, as you would say. So it was funny because Kim's the one who was like, when she heard my EP, she's like, you really need to put a band together.
Yeah.
Because these songs should be played live. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Right.
So that's kind of how that came about. And then, you know, my current, the current incarnation of Honey Chain, which is me, and then I have Loy on drums and Andre on bass, is just like the perfect fit. So very, very fortunate. Because Andre used to be a second guitar in the band. And then our bass player, she went off to do some other things. And then we were just looking at each other one day and said, well, let's just do it as a, you know, three-piece. So I'm super excited by that.
Yeah, it sounds great as a three-piece. And the other song I love Bombs Away. Is that off of Crushed? I think it is, right?
It is off of Crushed, yeah.
Yeah, it's another
track.
Great song. But, the whole CD is great. And, so I got that, and then I backlogged and looked up the self-titled EP. And then, of course, Pocket Full of Good Luck, which was your latest with Honey Chain.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple songs on that, correct me if I'm wrong, have kind of a little bit more harder, a different sonic sound than like what was on Crush, like Flee Los Angeles and 289, have a little different vibe to them.
I mean, 289 it has sort of like this garagey feel, and I'm sure I was super influenced by, I mean, sitting behind, you know, Kim playing drums, watching her play guitar as one of my, you know, favorite guitar players, and then just the rest of the, you know, Melanie and Karen, and just that whole, you know, energy that we had, and that kind of really guttural garage sound as well, is kind of how I ended up just approaching it when I was writing that song. So there's a lot of Pandora's influence in that. And then, like, you know, I mean, I love Veruca Salt, and I love, like, you know, some Nirvana songs are just really, you know, great. So it was like that, you know, you talked about Flee Los Angeles, and, and there's, you know, there's that sort of, I think, you know, element as well. Because we do a version of Breed, you know, that's
Nirvana
live.
Yeah.
We do that live, and it's sort of like, you know, I really gravitate towards that as well. So with Pocketful of Good Luck, I think we kind of, you know, put our toes in a couple different styles, as well as, like, you know, there's a semi reggae-ish, more ska-ish kind of like beat on one, you know, and there's some other stuff that we were experimenting with.
I noticed that. I think it's cool. That you did that. Flee Los Angeles is, you don't really want to get out of there, do you? What's that about lyrically then?
Well, you know, I had always, it's so strange because a lot of songs, ideas and lyrics just come without really having to think too hard about them, right?
Yeah.
They start as an idea, and it's sort of like that snowball effect, and then you're on there, right?
Yeah.
But I always kind of wanted to write a love song to my city, and that's how I kind of approached it. And so, but I had tried, you know, over the years, it's kind of little bits and bobs, and it just felt, you know, contrived, or it was just like not, it wasn't working. But then it was like one day I just sat down and started playing those guitar, the progression on the verse, and I was like, okay, now I'm getting this, you know. And I loved the verses, but I could never crack the next nut. And that was a weird song for me. It took a little while, but no, we really love it. We love playing it live because it's got a lot of, you know, dynamics to it. So, but
kind of kicks in there at the end.
It's a love song to my city.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's like you want to flee, but you're really fleeing yourself because it's such an embedded part of you.
Right. And Honey Chain, isn't like all done. They will be back at some point, but the COVID and not being able to play out probably kind of hindered a lot of things for people playing bands. But
yeah,
Honey
I mean,
Chains,
we haven't played live in, you know, since Valentine's Day 2020. So
yeah,
you know, we remember that quite fondly. And so no, I mean, we have plans to play out again this year.
Are things loosening up with COVID restrictions there?
You know, there are a lot more shows that are starting to, you know, take place for sure. So it's just, but there have been, you know, for instance, Melanie Vammen and I, we had been working on putting together this Celebration of Life show for Kim. And we had something scheduled for March 2020. We had like Red Cross, Baruch Assault, you know, a bunch of really great bands. And we had this great venue, and it was sold out, and it was wonderful, and it was great. And then, boom, everything just, you know, literally 2 weeks before, it was like, okay, we have to postpone. And that's something that will get rescheduled, but it just brings up the point of it's not super easy to reschedule things right now.
Right. Well, hopefully, they're kind of turning a corner here in Boston. Like it's been the past couple of weeks is when I've really noticed things opening up again. So hopefully it continues, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure.
And all right, let me get back to the music here. Your little side project with the Checkered Hearts.
Yep.
Put out the Joystick EP, which is a collection of cover tunes, right?
Yep, that's Lisa and I, Lisa Michaels. Mm-hmm. We've known each other since like junior high, you know, best friends, you know, doing a lot of different musical things throughout our career. And yeah, we had some songs that were like, we should really, you know, put these out as a proper release. So we put out the Joystick EP. Which
just songs you both liked?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's songs that we've liked and we thought that it would be, you know, it would be a nice collection of songs as well.
Yeah, I'm going to play, when we hang up in a bit, a little way, I'm going to play something off of that. I'm going to play a bunch more. If you want to listen in, I'll play a bunch more of your music. But yeah, that was a great EP. And your latest thing is the Trouble Seekers.
Yeah, super exciting.
Who have Cruel Summer out. And talk about a pedal to the metal kind of thing, which I like a lot, but that's kind of an in-and-out punky bang-bang song.
Yeah, no, the Trouble Seekers, and that's all, you know, all the credit goes to Kevin on that.
Okay,
he's the other half or the three quarters. I don't know. He is the Trouble Seekers and, you know, allows me to participate. But no, we have a really good, thing happening right now where we have an EP that's going to be coming out in early March. And we had been friends for quite some time, and he has, you know, I mean, he's like a veteran of the punk band scene for many, many years with his band Prostitutes, and they had like a 7-inch that came out, I think, last year, Shapeshifter, which is really rad. And he just kind of reached out to me at one point and was like, hey, do you want to add vocals to a song, you know, and I was like, sure. And, you know, it immediately kind of clicked where it was easy to anticipate what the next person was wanting in terms of where the song was going to go, and I'm super excited by that. We have a lot of really cool stuff, and it's you know, you never want to quote unquote toot your own horn too much, but I think that I can because I'm giving him all the credit. Which is, you know,
you're involved.
The songwriting is really great. The instrumentation, the ideas, and the approach, and then, you know, I throw some vocal ideas on and maybe say, hey, can we change that to a floor tom type stuff? And so yeah, it's just stay tuned. Come March, there's some really cool stuff. But Cruel Summer, which is out now, you can find on Bandcamp.
Yeah. Is that band going to play live at some point? Or are you? What are you looking to do live next?
So.
Between Honey
I
Chain,
mean,
those guys? We're headed for live shows.
Yeah, I mean, right now we're so focused with the Trouble Seekers on just the songwriting and production, getting everything together that, I mean, we'll see. It would be cool. I mean, every time you bring a song to life, you do have, there's part of you that definitely has the vision of wanting to play live. But I think one of the things I would be remiss in saying is that the Pandoras, Sherry, Karen, Melanie, and I are playing a show. The first show, it's the first time the four of us have been together on stage since September of 2017, which was actually the last time that Kim Kim played. The five of us played for a friend's party at the Redwood. Anyway, long story short is we, the four of us, are playing the Mods Mayhem Festival in L.A., which is June 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And so there's some really cool bands, The Untouchables, Chords UK, et cetera. And so we've been approached to play. So that's I'm looking forward to that. That'll be like the first time that we've had a chance to play together.
Yeah, that's cool. Do you ever get out to the East Coast? Probably it's probably
I know,
not.
Right?
It's hard to get out here, I imagine. It's a long commute.
Yeah, I mean, the last time we played there, we played a couple places. We played New Jersey and New York, and I can't remember where else. But yeah, no, it was fun. There's some cool places out there.
Yeah. Yep. Well, as I said, I like all your stuff. I've been playing it for since what? When did Crush come out? Since then.
So Crush came out in 2017.
Right. And, that's what I thought. So yeah, since then, I backlogged and got the EP and Check It Out. It's Trouble
Seekers.
Yeah,
no, that's cool.
That's all great stuff. So I'm gonna let you get out of here, but I gotta. I follow you on Instagram, and you seem to do a lot of paddle boarding. Is that like your release?
It is. It totally is. Yeah.
Prior to the motorcycles, you see on motorcycles.
I still have my Ducati, and I, you know, it's like, oh no, I'm still on the Ducati. I love both, but being on the water is fun. It is just, you know.
Right.
A way to escape everything. So highly recommended.
All right. That's cool. Hey, so nice. I'm so happy you called in. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Thanks for inviting me to talk about this today and, you know, all the cool stuff that you play. It's really cool to hear some of the new bands that I haven't heard before. So
yeah, you might
keep
hear
doing
some,
what you're doing.
You'll hear some strange things here, but it's the way we keep it.
No,
we,
it's cool. You played the Psychedelic Furs earlier too. I hadn't heard that song in a while, so that was really rad.
And it wasn't one of the big ones. It was off their latest.
Right.
You know, it was off their latest. I try to do that. I try not to play the songs that everybody knows with major acts anyway. I mean, I try to play lesser known tunes because they're still great.
Yeah, no, exactly.
All right, stick around. I'm gonna let you go, but we're gonna play some more of your stuff next.
Okay.
Probably three or four songs anyway. All right.
Cool. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much. We'll see you.
Uh-huh.
All right.
All right. Bye.
All right. That was Hillary Burton. As I said, I'm gonna play a bunch of her music. We talked about Flea Los Angeles, and I'm gonna play it for you right now. Everything. This could be the Hillary Burton Hour, playing a lot of Hillary Burton stuff. It's all great music. Just heard Messy Love from the Crushed CD, The Checkered Hearts, I'm Not in Love. The song was off of Joystick, collection of covers. Honey Chain with Flea Los Angeles from Pocket Full of Good Luck. It's 8:43, 15, a little over 15 minutes to go. I'm going to keep it going with some Hillary Burton stuff. This song is called Bombs Away.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
You wanna cross? Then
That was The Trouble Seekers, Hillary's latest project. The song was called Cruel Summer. As you heard, if you listen to the interview, she has a EP of some sort coming up with that band. And before that, Bombs Away off of Crushed. Once again, I want to thank Hillary for calling in. This is a local band with a new single, all kinds of new music. They have a full length coming out as well, but this is their newest single. There's a video for it as well. Great band called Stormstress, and the song is called Fall With You.
There's something about the way you look at me. There's something about the way we laugh. I tell myself, girl, you've been there before. But I can't shake this feeling I have. Reach out your hand, calling out from the other side. And I get closer every second to crossing that line. I wanna stay.
All right, that was Stormstress as I said, with Fall, with you, almost 8:56. Listen to Rising with Skybar, WMFO in Medford. I'm going to leave you with one more, something by, trying to figure out the time here. Get my songs lined up so that it ends right around what it should be. So I'm going to play something by, I believe, the Dropkick Murphys, but we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Peace. Dropkick Murphys.
You lift me up, you bring me down, you make our whole world go around. We put our time and faith in you. We may waver, but you never do. You're good as gold, your right is red. You take no credit and you take no blame. So lift me up and bring me down. Drop the needle, spin the record. Take no credit, you take no credit.